From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Navy SEAL was killed Friday, three others wounded, in a fight with Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia, about 65 kilometers west of the capital, Mogadishu. At least two other Navy SEALs and an interpreter were wounded in that attack. White House Deputy Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said President Trump had sent condolences to the families.
Obviously, we first and foremost want to express our deepest condolences and our deepest appreciation for all of the men and women in the military and the ultimate sacrifice that they paid, particularly this soldier and all of the others.
U.S. Africa Command said the American forces were attacked during an advise and assist mission alongside members of the Somali National Army. A deal worked out by Russia, Turkey, and Iran to set up de-escalation zones in mostly opposition-held parts of Syria went into effect in the early hours today. Russia says the zones will then be closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. Pentagon spokesman Major Adrian Rakhine Galloway told VOA that they welcome efforts to reduce the violence, to allow humanitarian assistance to reach those areas of Syria that need them, and ultimately lead to a political solution. However, he said the fight against IS will continue.
What I can tell you is that our operations, our airstrikes, our partner forces on the ground will continue to take the fight to ISIS wherever they are in Iraq or Syria.
Russia, Turkey, and Iran agreed to a Moscow-proposed deal to establish the so-called de-escalation zones in Syria to try to end the conflict. This is VOA News. French presidential candidate Emmanuel Macron's team blasted what they called a massive and coordinated hacking attack against his campaign after a flood of internal documents were released online late Friday, barely 24 hours before the election. The centrist candidate's furious staff and the release of thousands of emails, accounting documents, and other files was an attempt at democratic destabilization like that seen during the last presidential campaign in the United States. Polls are showing that Macron leads by double digits, that is, over far-right candidate Marine Le Pen.
Les cinq ans qui viennent seront éminemment atypiques. Si je devais être élu,
Macron told reporters the next 5 years will be atypical for France, with him as the next president, being youngest and heading a political movement that did not exist just over a year ago. Le Pen has officially wrapped up her campaigning for Sunday's election, with her aides calling the leak unprecedented and a French electoral campaign. Preliminary results from Algeria's parliamentary election indicate the governing FLN party lost approximately 70 seats in the 463-seat body, but should be able to remain in power in coalition with several smaller allied parties. Edward Uranian in Cairo is following the story.
Voter turnout in parliamentary elections across Algeria appeared to be lighter than the government had hoped, although 38% of eligible voters reportedly cast their ballots, according to Interior Ministry figures. Participation was down from 43% in the previous parliamentary election in 2012. Some younger voters appeared to heed calls on social media to boycott the election. Algerians in some parts of the country appeared to vote in larger numbers than in others. Despite the regional disparities, though, Interior Minister Nourdine Bedoui proclaimed the election a success, emphasizing the governing Front de Libération Nationale party won the largest number of seats. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
North Korea accusing the governments of the United States and South Korea of carrying out an unsuccessful assassination attempt against leader Kim Jong-un. State media quoting the country's security ministry saying it would find and destroy the agents of the U.S. and South Korean spy agencies it accuses of plotting the attack. And country music singer Loretta Lynn has been hospitalized after suffering a stroke at her home in Tennessee. Doctors are expecting a full recovery. She's in the hospital at 85 years old.
That's the latest world news from VOA.